A degree program in craft brewing is in its second year at Central Washington University. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, beer school graduates are in high demand in a market that's growing rapidly.
Every Wednesday night, students at Central Washington University meet in the school's brewing research lab. Some of them are pursuing a certificate in craft brewing. Others are chasing a full-blown Bachelor of Science degree in the subject.
It smells so nice.
Megan Myers has just learned how to grind grain to the right size in order to maximize what's called efficiency in beer speak.
The size of the grain is really important, because if it's too small, then it's all going to get stuck together in a ball and you won't have the enzymes breaking down the starches like you need to. But if it's too big, the sugars aren't exposed.
They're making a sweet liquid called wort from ground-up grain. The next step is to boil it to extract the sugars. Many of these students, like Matt Jacoby, have dabbled in the science of brewing at home.
All I've ever seen is just people doing it online and just kind of learning from what they're doing, but it's all a whole lot of new stuff to me.
Jacoby finished his bachelor's degree in criminal justice 10 years ago, but he enjoyed brewing beer in his kitchen so much that he opted to complete the program's 12 prerequisite classes in chemistry, physics, math, and economics.
And this program is great for being able to meet local brewers and local companies that that need people, you know, with an education in how this stuff works.
In fact, program director Steve Wagner says whether students complete a certificate or the bachelor's degree, the school can't meet the market's demand for brewers.
Basically, breweries contact us pretty often looking for students to work at breweries, and we can't fulfill all the placements. This is a really good time to be a craft brewing student and to get jobs.
According to the Brewers Association, there are nearly 4,300 craft breweries operating in the United States, a number that rose 15% between 2014 and 2015 alone. Wagner says it's his personal goal to have a Central Washington graduate working at every brewery in the country. Currently, he says alumni work at 50 of them.
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of students that work as brewers. So the head brewer of No Lie graduated from our program 2 years ago.
Yeah, my name's Ryan Brookhart. I'm the head brewer here at No Lie Brew House.
Brookhart is responsible for 16 beers on tap at No Lie, one of the larger breweries in Spokane. The full-blown degree wasn't offered when he studied craft brewing at Central. He's considered going back just to learn a little more.
You know, anything from mechanical to electrical to plumbing to name it, pretty much.
All the stuff that when you go to the bar and you're actually drinking beer, you never think of.
No, and that's what's great about it. I mean, there's actually a huge amount of work and research, you know, behind all of it.
There are 23 university-affiliated brewing programs in the United States. Two of those are offered in the Northwest, here at Central Washington University, and another at Oregon State University in Corvallis. Back in the brewing research lab, the wort is nearly done. But there's still plenty of work ahead for Megan Myers. She relocated from Brooklyn specifically for this program. Currently, she's pursuing a certificate, but she's hopeful about completing the degree. That could cost between $16,000 and $35,000.
Financially, it's a bit tricky, but as far as having an extra leg up, compared to everyone else who's trying to potentially get a job in a brewery or open their own brewery, I think that it puts us in a really good place.
Good enough to sing about.
Row, row, row your oats, barley too, row too. Sometimes you add rye and wheat. We'll make beer for you. Woo!
In Ellensburg, I'm Emily Schwing, reporter.
That was beautiful.
That was good, yeah.
I guess that's the class theme song now.